Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Small Talk the Podcast. I am so excited and delighted that you have joined this episode on today. Wow, what are we at? Episode number 6 now? Wow, that is truly amazing. I have enjoyed being in your homes, your college dorm rooms, your cars, your speakers, wherever you listen to us. I have enjoyed being that person that you all invite into your space. You could listen to anybody, but I thank you for choosing Small Talk the Podcast. Before we get started on today's episode, I want to give a shout out to all those people who have purchased our merchandise, who have invested in our merchandise. Currently, we have Small Talk keychains. We have Sing Through the Pain pins that you can put on your hats, your denim jackets, your book bags, all those things. And we have some Small Talk notepads currently, as well as we now have Small Talk t-shirts available for pre-order. So that link for the form to pre-order your Sing Through the Pain t-shirt will be included in the details of today's episode. Guys, let's get a drum roll for today's topic. Guys, today we are going to be talking about the generation of cancel culture. Cancel culture. Guys, this is no shock. We all have heard of the terminology cancel culture, have we not? Cancel culture is something that is trending today. Let's see what Urban Dictionary has to say about the definition of cancel culture. Cancel culture definition in Urban Dictionary. The Urban Dictionary defines cancel culture as a modern internet phenomenon where a person is ejected from influence or fame by questionable actions caused by a critical mass of people who are quick to judge and slow to question. I want to read that last part again because that is true. Caused by a critical mass of people who are quick to judge and slow to question. Guys, what are some of the things that we have seen being canceled? We have seen politicians be canceled because of their radical beliefs and their radical thoughts. The things that they say out of their mouth isn't appealing or appeasing to the general mass population. And so what do? We cancel that politician. Guys, we cancel people. We cancel churches. We cancel stores. If a store does something wrong, if a store goes viral on YouTube for fighting back with someone, a client, a customer, guys, we even cancel stores, supermarkets that we go to. We cancel them. We cancel McDonald's, we cancel Chick-fil-A, we cancel whatever we can get our hands on to cancel. And it's by, as that definition said, the mass population of people, but generally people do not question why they are canceling. They're not getting any concrete, hard evidence of why we're canceling. So, as the definition said, quick to judge. Many times, many days, people in this generation are quick to judge people. Someone doesn't look the necessary way in which you think they should look. You're judging. You're looking at them and thinking maybe they can't afford it. Maybe, just maybe, they're comfortable in what they're wearing. Guys, quick to judge and slow to question. So many times, people are jumping on the bandwagon of canceling and the cancel culture, and they're jumping and jumping and hopping on the train of cancel Donald Trump, hopping on the train of cancel Chick-fil-A, hopping on the train of cancel the church. And yet, they don't have any evidence. They don't have any concrete questioning that has been done as to why we are doing this. So we find ourselves canceling things that are essential, canceling things that really shouldn't have been canceled. Guys, you want to know where this episode came from? I was writing an essay. As you all know, I'm a theology minor at Loyola University, Maryland. And I decided to enter into this contest. Guys, cross your fingers that I win this theology essay contest that I entered. The top prize is $200. Nonetheless, I decided to get into this essay. I've never been, well, let me not say never been. I've progressed since being in college, since taking writing courses and classes. I have done tremendously better with my writing. My writing skills have definitely improved. I've gone from the car is blue, the car is black, to the car is blue in color, yet the size of the car is massive. And, you know, using those SAT words and that vernacular that gets me places. Guys, it's that vernacular that gets us there. But, you know, sometimes you have to use those words. You have to get there. You have to let people know that you know what you're talking about. You have to get descriptive. And so I was writing an essay. It was a 5-page essay of how theology relates to a real life situation. And simply, theology is just the study of God, how we see God, his nature, his being. So the study of God, relating the study of God, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-infinite. We know who God is, you know. We know his omnipotence, his omnipresence, his omniscience. We know God, and we know the study of God is theology. However, I was challenged and tasked to look at theology and relate it to a real life situation. That real life situation that I decided to write upon was the cancel culture. The cancel culture that we have. And I firmly believe that the generation that we are in now firmly believes in canceling. They firmly believe in canceling. So I wrote a 5-page essay on cancel culture, and I was having a dialogue. You all know my favorite person to talk to is my pastor. So I had some dialogue with my bishop, with Bishop Melvin Easley Jr., and I told him, you know, hey, that theology paper that I told you about, I decided to write on cancel culture. And we were discussing how Jesus was canceled. Jesus was a man who performed many miracles, performed many works. Many things happened at the hands of this great man, of this prophet, of this rabbi, this teacher, this man who healed lepers, this man who raised the dead, this man who was able to heal a woman just by the hem of his garment. Guys, Jesus ultimately became canceled by the world, became canceled by one, the Roman government, as well as the Jewish government, his own people. He was canceled by his people as well as the government. And what occurred was the cancellation of Jesus was based off of envy. The cancellation of Jesus was based off of not understanding who this man is, not understanding the great power that this man has, not understanding how this man is changing the world for the better. And it's not about being jealous because you can't do it, but it's about jumping in to the good thing that this man is doing. And where do we see that in our life today? Where do we see us canceling people who are just trying to make a change? Where do we see us canceling people who make one misstep and their life is over, and the cancel culture label, the cancellation, like who are we to truly cancel people? Are we God? How can we cancel people? You know, it blows me how we think that we can cancel people. Now, moving on forward, they decided to cancel Jesus, and we know Jesus was canceled by his people as well as the Roman government because of doing good. And my uncle, Bishop Easley, told me, you know, yeah, Jesus was canceled, but Jesus wasn't the first person to be canceled. There were many prophets, many kings, many people who proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ who were canceled. Moses was canceled. David was canceled. These people were canceled before Jesus even stepped on the scene. They were canceled. And I thought to myself, and I even put this in my paper, I said, if we as Christians, and I was speaking broadly and open, if we as Christians call ourselves Christians, Christians is to be Christ-like, if we call ourselves Christians and we model ourselves after the life of Christ, and we model our lives after what Jesus did, and the Bible tells us that all that live godly must suffer persecution, that if we decide to follow God, there are some things that we will have to endure. There are some hardships, some difficulties, some trials that we will endure just from being in the will of God. I remember there was a bishop by the name of Carl Montgomery. Bishop Carl Montgomery came to our church and he said, it's not so much that the devil is fighting you because you are not in the will of God, but really the devil is fighting you so much because of, contrary to that belief, you are in the will of God. Being in the will of God requires some difficulty, some late nights, some long thinking of, why did I get myself into this? God has blessed me. God has done tremendous things, but whew, seems like the benefits, my benefits package isn't showing me anything beneficial. In the end, of course, there are many benefits with being on the Lord's side. However, I had to realize that if we were to be canceled, that's because they canceled Jesus. If they canceled Jesus, why wouldn't they cancel us? And I'll take a sip of water to that. If they canceled Jesus, why wouldn't they cancel us? If Jesus was canceled for doing good, why wouldn't some people in our school cancel us for doing good, for doing the will of God, for being in his will? God has a will for all of our lives, and it's not for us to perish. It's for us to excel in this world. It's for us to do great things in his name, because he has his hand on our lives. However, the cancel culture in which we're in today is so toxic, and it has taken over this world. And I just come to pose the question because I'm no professional on cancel culture. I don't claim to call myself an expert, but I want to know what gives us the right to cancel people. Guys, let's get into Monye's motivation of the day. My motivation for today is to be careful of your surroundings. Who are you linking up with? Who are you linking up with? You know how we send that text message and say, you trying to link? Question mark. Who is my spirit connecting with? Who is my great mind that I have? Who am I allowing in my mind? Who am I allowing in my space, in my spirit? And how are they positively or negatively impacting me? It's all about influence. It's all about influence. Are they influencing me positively or are they influencing me negatively? Guys, I want to thank you for joining today's episode. I truly enjoyed discussing this topic with you all today because it's something that's relevant to what we see today. Guys, this is the generation of cancel culture because of us allowing that to occur. But before you decide to cancel that restaurant that did you wrong, what gives you the ability? What makes you think that you are qualified to cancel anyone? Guys, be intentional about everything that you do. I hope that you enjoy this week, that you would enjoy this podcast, that this episode has been a blessing to you, and it has been thought-provoking. I want you to think. I want you to think about this today. Guys, until the next time, Small Talk the Podcast.